Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet. And they whisper the word
revolution.
There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships lying off the coast. And they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind. Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before. Now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar, revolution! Watch and wait, get ready for the sign.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. It is already the 11th day of April, 2008. Christina Ebersole, the award-winning actress who went public about a year ago for 9/11 Truth and also marched with us on the 6th anniversary last year in New York City, will be joining us to talk about the dam breaking on 9/11 Truth. Italian former presidents, high-level Japanese members of Parliament, Jesse Ventura, the former governor of Minnesota, Willie Nelson, other top musicians, other top comedians, George Carlin, the list goes on and on and on. Now a high-level United Nations official, just more and more people are going public, people are speaking out, people are waking up. Bob Chapman is going to be joining us from the International Forecaster as well to give you an in-depth economic analysis on what's happening as the economic crisis deepens. All of this and a lot more will be covered today here on the GCN Radio Network. And don't forget, we will also have our fourth hour of Overdrive news and information today. And Bob Chapman will hold over into that fourth hour with us here as well. The websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv. Just amazing. Yesterday, mainstream news publications reported that the Army has declassified that the government is attempting to manipulate the weather, spraying barium salts, aluminum oxide into the air. Now, we've known the government program went nationwide and worldwide in 1996. They are terraforming the earth. We aren't sure what they're doing. Now, there's several major programs going on. We're going to cover this in full when we get back. They have now announced it, ladies and gentlemen. Enemy operations are public. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Would their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I feel like it's the Twilight Zone here more and more often. I just can't believe how bizarre the entire world around us has become. I freaked out on air Wednesday when it was reported that in England and in France, paramilitary internal security police of China, these are the people that kill political dissidents, take their organs, these are the people that kill babies in many cases when the mother has more than one child. They have been caught taking the babies, keeping them alive, and using them for medical experiments. Macabre things that are hard to believe. These are modern-day Nazis slash, you know, Soviet-style Stalinistic killers with a high-tech flair. And it just completely blows me away that that type of thing is happening. And I flipped out on air just covering it Wednesday in England that it happened Tuesday. And then we began reporting that in San Francisco, the SWAT team garbed, riot police garbed police were shoving and pushing and hitting on citizens there who were trying to protest what was happening. And then in hindsight, a day later, a day after the Olympic torch run ended in San Francisco, we learn what happened. And what happened? Well, the official Olympic torch runner pulled out a little bitty Olympic flag. The rebellion is everywhere, a little bitty Tibetan flag in one hand and the torch in the other. And the Chinese secret police tackle her. She begins to protest, and on video, and the San Francisco Chronicle got this video. Newspapers are trying to get competitive now, and I love it because we got all these other feeds now. The reporters go out with video cameras while they're reporting and just shoot videos. So it's a San Francisco Chronicle video, just like the Florida papers picked up Mitt Romney openly stealing the straw polls and cheating. A new intelligence source. It's just wonderful. The newspapers can't lie now like they used to because they just shoot video and people get to judge for themselves. But, I mean, they still lie in the print and they still spin, but I'm getting into a side issue now. We're forcing them to be competitive, and now we've got all these hundreds of new video feeds a day on the ground, and it's really short-circuiting the CIA's command and control system because the average reporter isn't government operative. They just are compartmentalized, and so now these videos are getting out because it's getting around the compartmentalization. But I digress, as I always do. So we have a situation here where the Chinese secret police, as we predicted they would do, assaulting with the police, the Olympic torch runner. The Olympic torch runner stands up against tyranny, pulls out their flag, their Tibetan flag, and in seconds they are on her. Foreign oppressors of free speech in China now doing it in the United States, commanding our police. Now there's a lot of anti-Tibetan propaganda that is going on now. There's a ton of anti-Tibet propaganda. Oh, they were an oligarchy. Oh, they were a royal system. Oh, you know, they weren't a democracy. China's good. China brought them freedom. I mean, I'm hearing that on TV, seeing that on TV, hearing it on radio, seeing it in magazines. That's the new spin. And why not? I've got MSNBC reports where they say we need to get off China's back. Poison toys, poison food is good. In fact, new listeners don't believe that statement I just made. Will you go find the poison toys and food is good clip? John, thanks. Out of the thousands we have, he's great. He can dig it out. Because I know you don't believe me. You're a new listener. No, that's the Twilight Zone nature of all of this. Now, on top of that, I have Oakland, California. Oakland News, Oakland Tribune and other reports where the police are going to go door to door and demand to be let in to see the guns. Now, this is called knock and talk, and it was first done in Dallas and Tucson and a few other areas in the last decade, but now it is going everywhere, and they come to your door and they say, mind if we look for illegal guns? And if you say, no, I don't want you to, they say, what do you have to hide? And they basically force their way in. So when you hear they're just asking about guns, that's a public cover story. So people don't say, hey, they're doing gun confiscations. They are forcing their way in. They are taking guns. We need to go dig out the Tucson newspaper, the Dallas Morning News on this. I don't have the personnel. I'm giving orders to armies that don't exist. I need more capital, but I'm too busy reporting news to get the sponsors or make the products or advertise, you know, to make the money to hire the people I need. Because I would give, you know, I could have a whole building full of reporters, and I'd say, I remember this, do a story on the full spectrum. Instead, we're getting little pieces of the news. Oh, they want to come to your door and knock and ask if it's okay if they search. That's not what they do. This is a cover story. And if we were able to go back and dig up the older articles that I remember and show it to people, and if you would spread the word on the articles, we might be able to stop them. So gun confiscation is going on all over the country right now. This is the conditioning mechanism, seeing the newscast, the image of cops going in people's houses, women and men at the door, being talked to, getting scared, letting them in. They're setting the common law precedent now. This is Nazi Germany in your face. And it's going with a whimper, not a bang. It's all happening right now. Just We're going into total fascism, martial law, whatever you want to call it. This is it. This is it. And heaven help us. It's just, I keep just being awe-inspired by it all. Here is the clip about poison being good for you.
About inflation, that's another interesting point, because a lot of people like to say scaremonger about China, right? A lot of politicians, and I know you talk about that issue all the time. I think people should be careful what they wish for on China. You know, if China were to revalue its currency, or China is to start making, say, toys that don't have lead in them or food that isn't poisonous, their costs of production are going to go up, and that means prices at Walmart here in the United States are going to go up too. So I would say China is our greatest friend right now. They're keeping prices low, and they're keeping prices for mortgages low too.
Just in case people don't believe it, will you get the fluoride good? I mean, the mercury good for your brain clip, please? I got a bunch of other ones, but we like to air this about once a month because this was a nationwide report that went out. They feed the locals most of their newscasts, except for weather and local sports, maybe one local piece, but the majority of the newscast is fed to them with news feeds over satellite or now T1 with the video images they need in the text, and then the local newsreader just reads it. So most of your news is a federal script from the CBS Broadcast Center in Manhattan, which feeds Fox, CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS. That way the government, it's admitted there's PSYOPs people there, and it's partially government-funded. They just run it all. So here is a federal study. They talk about a federal study that says that mercury is good for your brain. Here it is.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mathur.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm, kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Now, getting back to the Oakland reports, notice every couple days it's Denver, it's Oakland, it's Dallas, it's Boston, it's Miami, it's New York, it's D.C. On and on and on and on and on and on. It's Baltimore. It's Fort Worth. And it was a pilot program 10 years ago. They started it in Tucson and Dallas, first places we saw it, in Arizona and Texas. And they go to predominantly middle-class areas, and they come to the door, and they knock, and they say, do you have any legal guns? May we inspect them for safety? Ma'am, what do you have to hide? Sir, what do you have to hide? Just let us in. Let us check. And then they try to, and most people they found caved in. They're intimidated. It's cops at your door. And so they let them in. And it's also to train the cops that this is normal. You know, and they call the cops in, and they get them all in the big squad room. There's 100 cops in there, and the captain gets up and says, listen, we got a federal grant for this. There's a lot of illegal guns. They're killing officers. It's for our safety. It's always about their safety. We need to go out now, and we're going to be doing this new program called Knock and Talk. Well, now they're going to the next level. And you see, they've had, for 15 years, billboards up in every city saying, report illegal guns, picture of a revolver, picture of a rifle, all legal guns. But then the weak-minded public, more than half the public doesn't own guns, they now think revolvers and shotguns are illegal. It says report illegal guns in very small print that you have to be right underneath the billboard and have good eyes to see from only 50 feet away. It will say report illegal guns in the commission of crimes, crime guns, you see. So it's, report crimes with guns, but see, the weak-minded public sees report illegal guns. This revolver is illegal. All mass programming. They're coming for your guns. They want your guns. And they want them because they want to line you and your family up, and I'm not joking. They do plan to kill the majority of you, even if you serve them. They will kill you. They will murder you and your family if they get your guns. They want them. They want to kill you. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in Internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
11 a.m. to 3 p.m. now, 4 hours, Monday through Friday, Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Let me explain something simply. Our criminal government, run and owned by foreign private banks, are the people that ran the U.N. slaughter of 800,000 in Rwanda, the Chinese slaughter of 60 million. They funded Hitler to kill tens of millions. They funded Stalin. All of them. They are building FEMA camps. They are brainwashing our police. They're telling us we don't have any Fourth Amendment. They can spy on us. They're telling us torturing children's good. And they, for decades, have had these gun buyback programs with the images on the news of people lining up, handing guns in, getting money. There's images of billboards everywhere of all guns being illegal. And now police all over the country come to your door, middle class, poor areas, doesn't matter, and they say, we would like to search for illegal guns. The government is completely criminal. The Revolutionary War started in 1775 when they came to Lexington and Concord. Now, it took a good 6 months or so for the Declaration of Independence to get signed on July 4th. July 4th! That's what the U.S. is about. I got a Fourth Amendment. I got a right to own guns. You don't tell me if you're a cop. Line up. I want to ask you questions. It's about freedom, and that's why it was special, because everywhere else was tyranny. Everywhere else you were a slave, a peon, a nobody, a knave. I have a family. I have children. I don't say that for effect when I say they plan to kill you. Now, of course, the cops don't know this. They're brainwashed slowly. They're trained over decades to bring them to the point now of going around doing gun confiscations. And then a nuke goes off, or biological weapons get released. And 1 in 10 is in the police state apparatus. That's what they're gearing up for. They'll be there within about 8 years. 1 in 10 will be one of these people. They are building up their numbers to move on us big time. Let me tell you, they're not gearing up for 1 in 10 to be working in the whole control grid for criminals, folks. It is too. It's because the system is criminal. The elites have the power. They have the issuance of currency. They have control. That isn't enough owning it all. They want to own your mind. They want to own your life. It's their competitive nature. They've got to go all the way to the wall. And I want the officers to know, it's over. You know that. You know the country's gone. We're overrun with foreigners. The dollar's imploding. Everything's falling apart. You're having trouble paying your bills. And I just want to beg you, for God's sake, man, this isn't America. God. Random gun confiscation. And they know how to sell it. Oh, we just come and ask. Just like they say it's the law, you got to take vaccines, and then they claim on the news, oh, well, we let them know there's a waiver, but then the news shows up in Maryland and there's 1,500 people lined up forcibly getting their shots with cops and dogs barking at them. The image of 1,500 kids and their parents at a courthouse in Baltimore, what, St. George County, and they're sitting there lined up getting their shots with dogs barking and cops with machine guns because, oh, we got calls complaining about how it's not the law and the public doesn't like us, so see, they may be terrorists here. Barking dogs, cops in riot gear, people lined up being injected. I am bucking every instinct I got to load up all my crap and haul ass out of this country right now with my family. I'm not leaving. I'm going down with the ship. But that's why you hear the angst. That's why the hair on the back of my neck standing up every day on this show now. I got chills all over because I see it, what it is. I see it clearly. Their conditioning hasn't worked on me. Has it worked on you? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99, with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
If you like to gamble, I tell you I'm your man. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. Thank you for joining us. I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that we are dancing with the devil. Pure evil is upon us. The best operant conditioning psych warfare experts have designed the society we live in. The behavioral psychologists are running it all. The country is in the process of having its dollar destroyed, its infrastructure bought up by foreign firms for pennies on the dollar. We are being folded up and going into corporate takeover receivership. Your family name, your heritage, everything, police, is being destroyed forever. All the liberties, everything that made us the United States is gone, is going down the drain right now. Look at it as the last drops in the whirlpool go down the drain, and remember what it was. As the days of sorrow approach, remember what you were part of. Remember how you stood by and let it happen. Remember how you were on a petty power trip before your great fall. And that goes for all of you that serve the system and all of you that have sucked off the system and all of you that have decided to rationalize what's happening and always make excuses with what's going on. Oakland cops, mind if we search your house for guns? That is the headline from the website InsideTheBayArea.com, the Oakland Tribune. A six-month pilot program here in Oakland, police officers would knock on doors and ask permission to search homes for guns, got the green light from the City Council's Public Safety Committee Tuesday night. See, pre-crime, secret political police, that's what they are, they cover their badges up, showing up at your house. But when they get there, they say, hey, let me in, what do you have to hide? Ma'am, it's a safety search. All right, I'm going to get a warrant. It's probable cause, the way you're acting suspicious. And they break down and they let them in 9 times out of 10. I mean, this is the equivalent of the cops taking a big old double-edged dagger and stabbing it right into the country's heart. This is the equivalent of stabbing George Washington right in the throat, Thomas Jefferson right in the throat. I mean, this is so un-American, so wicked, so criminal, so evil. And you're going to hear stuff like just following orders. I remember asking cops a decade ago, at a checkpoint where they're randomly searching people's cars on I-35. And I walk over to these cops and I said, well, are you going to confiscate guns? And they said, if we're ordered to, yeah, we will. They said, well, that's the Second Amendment. We wouldn't. And I said, what if you were ordered? And they said, yeah. So every officer out there, are you going to confiscate the guns, huh? Let me explain something again. They didn't triple the size of the Bureau of Tobacco, Alcohol, and Firearms, now explosives, to confuse the issue. They didn't build giant command centers all over the country. They didn't start pilot programs in the last 7 years all over the nation with local deputies deputized and police deputized federally to operate inside your departments as auxiliaries. And it's great for the cops. You get two paychecks. It's wonderful, isn't it, being Judas Iscariot? Does that vacation to Cancun feel good? No, it doesn't feel good, does it? You feel real bad, don't you? You feel like something's wrong. You feel upset. You feel angst. And the news tells you that's Al-Qaeda. You're scared because Al-Qaeda's out there. No, we all feel angst and fear and trepidation and tingles because we feel the evil. And they tell us, you know, the globalists are very sophisticated. They know your instincts pick up the evils. They say, yeah, that's Al-Qaeda. That's why you're on edge. No. You're on edge because you took that vaccine and you know they implanted you, don't you? You know they're spraying you in the skies, don't you? Oh, God, I just wish we could stop them. I wish we could win. I wish goodness could come back. I wish I could stop working this hard. I wish. I just know where we're going. I know the dark tunnel we're going down. And I know we're going to beat them in the end. And I know the dice are cast. I know what I've done is set. God, my innocent children, I've committed to this as well. And the bullies out there, a lot of you are laughing. You think you're on the winning team. You laugh and you think it's funny what I tell you, but deep down right now, you're scared. Deep down in your gut right now, you know they implanted you with cancer. Deep down in your gut, you know 100% they're putting poison in your water. Deep down, you know they're spraying you right now. And deep down, you know the higher-ups are scared. And all they're trying to do is hang on to their job. And you know they're lying to you. You know they're using behavioral psychology on you. You know it all. So steel yourselves against it. Get strong and realize that if we don't stand up now, well, the blow is coming. But at least we can raise our arm. Though it'll break our arm, but at least it won't break our head, break our crown. You can at least raise your arm, America, as the club comes down. And you're strong enough after they break your arm to use the energy you got to grab the club away and club them right back. Scientific dictatorship is upon us. eugenics operations are being conducted against all of us right now. I dug up newscasts last night of them confiscating the guns and going in the houses. Cops lined up and these women step aside and cops pour into homes. Oh, God. British subjects rebelled 340 plus years ago against us. They marched with bloody feet from Ticonderoga. You know, those are true stories. Back then, you think your shoes fall apart today when you walk on them too much? Those old leather-bottom shoes marching hundreds of miles through the snow. But they were committed. They all had death warrants on them. They couldn't stop. They took Ticonderoga from the Green Hills, and they pulled giant cannons that weighed, I forget, I think they weighed like 8 tons apiece or something, giant cannons. And they drug a bunch of these guns out of this British fort, and dragging it 100-plus miles, their shoes broke. And passersby and historians that wrote about it at the time said there was huge lines of blood through the snow as they marched bounding rags around their feet, frostbite, their toes falling off. When George Washington, when they had their first victory after losing more than 20 battles, he led his force across a frozen river. Horses were falling into the water. Men were falling in. The river hadn't frozen over like they thought. Scores of men froze to death on their horses in the six-hour ride after they made it across the river, through the woods, through tiny paths, horses and cannons rolling down in ditches. You ever tried to go through the woods? And they came out right before dawn on the Hessian-German emplacements led by British troops. Their number was about 3 times the American number, the colonial number at the time. And they rode in with George Washington bullets. This was the German. The Germans wrote about this. He rode out front, and bullets were going through his hat, going through his cloak, everything. They marched through blood for us, and we turned into scum. We turned into cowardly trash. We're filth. We have filthy scumbag waddling cops in black Nazi uniforms everywhere. I hate your guts. I damn you to hell. I hope you all go to hell. And you are going to hell, you enemies of this country, and the scum and the bureaucrats that run this nation. Our ancestors literally puke in their graves at you. What we've become. Imagine what Andrew Jackson from heaven thinks of us. Decadent, fat, stupid. Our souls gone. You call yourselves American who serve this filth? You ought to be ashamed of yourselves. You ought to repent. You ought to hit your knees and beg God for forgiveness. But you don't! All you want's the dark black power that comes right out of hell that energizes you. The crazed evil! Well, know this. A lot of us are going to fall, and a lot of us are going to be chewed up by you. But in the end, you're going to fall, and you're going to fail. And you know in your gut it's the truth. Oh, God. You can find thousands of mainstream government university programs where they spray the clouds and seed the clouds and where they're terraforming the planet, changing its atmosphere. I believe the way they're hyping global warming, that they know they've done, they're even changing jet streams now, that they are going to alter the weather, they're going to create tsunamis, which is declassified they can do, that they are going to create calamities, and that's why. People keep saying, oh, they've been disproven, global warming, the Earth's cooling. Oh, that, you know, it's been proven that they're cooling it. That's what the science shows they're doing, and it's going to cause calamities, and everybody's going to beg them to save them. Department of Energy testing idea to shoot particles into the sky to fight global warming. CNS News, government scientists are studying the feasibility of sending nearly, I've been telling Watson and for 6 months to a story on this. We posted the articles, the atmospheric spraying, how it's all admitted, but I'm glad CNS finally put it together and broke it. Nearly microscopic particles of specially made glass into the Earth's upper atmosphere to try to dampen the effects of global warming. The idea, while interesting, said one leading global warming skeptic, is not practical, and if done on a large scale, could depress the ozone layer and cause other problems. That's what they're doing. They're destroying the atmosphere. Now, this is mainstream news. They have links to all the documents. The Department of Energy has released the information. They have Paul Crutzen, who won the Nobel Prize in 1995, is involved in the program, and they dump large quantities of sulfur particles into the far reaches of the stratosphere to cool down the atmosphere. And then they go on, if you read the actual documents, barium salts, aluminum oxide, and of course, we have links to all the documents, the universities, they're everywhere. This didn't happen until 96. They're even playing God. They're even, and that's just the atmospheric manipulation. There's tens of thousands of declassified examples of spraying chemicals, biologicals, and radiologicals on us. Of them, Endgame covers this. How they mainstream admitted, march U.S. troops into chambers, hit them with nerve gas, and dissect their bodies. Young volunteer sergeants, they don't even tell them what it is. They go, oh, we're just going to test a flu bug on you. You're going to get 3 days off after you're sick. Will you do this for your country? Yeah. They march them in. Nerve gas them, and it's over. They tell their family they died of the flu. That's who you work for, police and military. I had one of Rick Perry's head people. I'm not going to say his name. He even gave me his card, but he wasn't clear if I could say it on air. And he came to see Endgame. He said he knew the governor was in it. And he came, and he said, yeah, I was a medic in the Army, and we were at Fort Sam Houston, and they brought in 8 guys from the Army, and we were to give them these special vaccines, and we gave it to them, and they died. And then they had us put on masks and everything, and go in and pull out everything out of the medical area and spray it with bleach and everything. And he said, so I know that stuff goes on. And he was just like, but I think Perry's good. And I'd seen this guy on TV with him on the stage and stuff. He's the head of Rick Perry's media. He's his head assistant and media liaison. The governor's just came and said, yeah, they all died, you know, Fort Sam Houston. And it was a lot he wouldn't tell me. He was, like, smiling at me, and I couldn't even read him. It was really weird. I mean, it's just, you know, this is who you work for. They're going to kill you, cops. After they're done using you, it's just all over, man. And I'm going to tell the citizens something. You better say no to all of this. You better not go along with this. You better warn everybody. I mean, that's what makes me so mad about my detractors. Not that they're detracting me, but that I am desperately fighting as hard as I can to get everybody to warn everybody about the eugenics operation. And whoever runs it, whoever's at the top of it, they're doing it, man. And we got to warn people. Government scientists propose geoengineering Earth's upper atmosphere. PrisonPlanet.com did a better story, a more expansive story than CNS News with all of our back info. So you get the full spectrum. Research tied to increasing reports of chemtrails over past 10 years. It's now 12 years, actually. Government scientists have been experimenting with the feasibility of bombarding the Earth's upper atmosphere with microscopic particles to dampen the effects of global warming. And remember 2 years ago, big U.S. textbook for sixth graders said the government, you see those trails? Those are trails to sunscreen for the Earth. See, they always tell the kids before they tell you. It's all out in the open. That's the secret government. They're doing whatever they want. That's why they're on such power trips. They're playing God. Government scientists have been experimenting with the feasibility of bombarding the Earth's upper atmosphere with microscopic glass particles to dampen the effects of global warming, despite warnings that the process could dampen the ozone layer. Are dimensions of government research into altering the Earth's atmosphere tied to increasing reports of chemical spraying over the past 10 years. According to documents obtained by Cybercast News Service, under the Freedom of Information Act. Scientists at the U.S. Department of Energy's Savannah River National Laboratory in Aiken, South Carolina. See, we put links to these up 6 months ago because listeners pointed it out. Now it's gotten out there. I'm glad it has. That's just one. I remember reading that. It's just hundreds and hundreds of universities all spraying us and enjoying themselves. That is, they run the programs with huge tanker planes, are conducting limited tests and developing computer models of what might happen if a huge amount of particle matter is shot into the atmosphere. The particles, consisting of very fine special forms of glass, porous walled glass microspheres. You actually go to their university sites and government sites, Department of Energy, it's aluminum oxide, which is so poisonous. Gives you Alzheimer's. Would be able to absorb certain amounts of carbon dioxide, would reflect sunlight away from the Earth, states the article. The project, which began last year, ends April 30th. Now, notice this, the Earth was heating up, which is good for life. Suddenly, it's massively cooling. Folks, we're in for unbelievable problems. They're God, basically, now. They think they're God.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with Alcavita. Alcavita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well. Rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients, your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with Alcavita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlcavitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
All right, Dad, let me get this straight. I'm Civil Liberties takes place in the future, right? Like Star Wars?
Yeah, that's right. Slightly in the future.
Wait a second. I thought Star Wars took place a long, long time ago.
All right, Einstein. But it is kind of like Star Wars anyway. Just like Star Wars, there's an evil empire, and some people have started an armed rebellion to fight the evil empire.
Okay, so don't tell me. The government's the bad guys again?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, so your character's like Luke Skywalker.
Not exactly.
I know. You're Chewbacca.
Not really, but my character does help the rebellion to stop the government's evil tracking system, which is happening now in the real world, just like in Uncivil Liberties.
Wait a second, they can't track us, it's a free country.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Break down. It's so easy to try to
A lot of people still email me and say, yeah, I know it's bad, and a lot of what you talk about came true. But still, it's not as bad as you say. We have a secret government with tens of trillions of dollars spent, who admittedly have built underground bases all over the world. They have incredibly advanced technologies. They announced 12 years ago they'd already cloned humans, BBC. Now they've just gotten around to making it mainstream news. They're crossing humans with other animals. They're planting genetically engineered crops with other species' genetics in it, spreading all over the world. They're building giant cyclotrons that the equations show could destroy the planet at any time, accelerating particles together. That's how you get A-bombs and hydrogen bombs. They are engaged in fission fusion, antimatter weapon creation. Dick Cheney openly writes public memos saying we need to use race-specific bioweapons to kill certain races. Jane's Weapons Quarterly warns everyone that they're developing it. They've built level 4 bioweapons labs and level 2 facilities all over the country, 36 of them. They're leaving the borders wide open while treating us like slaves. They're spraying us all over. God knows what they're really doing. Now their programs are so huge that large parts of it are public, but you still can't get the people to even pay attention. They're destroying the dollar, destroying the economy. They're brainwashing the kids in the schools. There's aspartame in over 10,000 products that admittedly eats holes in your brains. They're increasing the amount of fluoride. Now they're, quote, fortifying food with sodium fluoride. That's the stuff we know about. They're just running around, doing whatever they want. Mindless police, brainwashed on power trips are everywhere. Cameras, face scanning cameras, license plate readers, cell phone trackers, systems all in place. The government's carrying out terror attacks, staging events, claiming Iran is Al-Qaeda. And in testimony a couple days ago, Petraeus, we have the clips. I didn't play them the last 2 days because it's just a foregone conclusion. Petraeus and McCain questioning him in the Senate just said, is it not true that Iran is with Al-Qaeda? And Petraeus said, yes, they're with Al-Qaeda. And then McCain goes around saying, see, Al-Qaeda is not just Sunni. They're not just Wahhabi. And then they go, see, and everyone's going, see, they're Al-Qaeda. I mean, we live in total fantasy world. And there's 6.5 billion of us, and the globalists say we're a bunch of dumb cattle, and we basically are. And when I say fat, I don't mean physically fat. I mean our souls. You know, you can look at the best-looking, chiseled, featured man or woman, and they're some of the, you know, most slovenly in their soul, lazy, all about themselves, only caring about polishing some car. And I'm not bashing polishing cars. If you worry about the New World Order some, then you could spend time polishing your car. What I mean is, how is that your priority? How is that what you're obsessed with? How is that what you care about? How is that the end-all, be-all to everything? Your hierarchy of needs. At the basic of the hierarchy of needs, Google that, it's a very accurate pyramid of the hierarchy of needs, is survival. See, I can't deal with anything but that. I can't even go on a vacation now. I can't even enjoy myself going fishing or something because all I think about is this because I realize it's like an asteroid, a giant asteroid is a million miles from Earth and it's going to be here in a week and people are out polishing their cars. So, I mean, that's an analogy. That's a parallel, a parable. And I'm just going, we've got to try to shoot this thing down. We've got to do something.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.